You're listening to Dr. Groove on the wireless. Groove on the wireless.
You're listening to Groove on the Wireless, Radioactive International.
I like the music. I'm a music freak.
Doctor?
Come on, what? What?
Always do the right thing.
That's it?
That's it.
I got it. I'm gone.
I like the music. I'm a music freak.
Dr. Groove on the Radioactive International.
Doctor?
Groove.
Hello and welcome to Groove on the Wireless, show 250. Today is a special day, not because it's the 250th birthday or edition of the show, but it's also because we have Soviet Pop the Engineer in the studio.
Yes, and what did we spend the first half an hour of the show doing?
We spent the first half an hour of the show setting up a microphone so that I wouldn't be sibilant.
Yes, and we have a better mic. This isn't perfect, but it's better than it was before.
Thanks to Andrew for the loan of the mic.
Thank you.
So product placement. See that? Product placement.
So, well, we haven't mentioned the product though, so it's not really placed.
His mic.
It's a 250th show.
Correct.
So how long have you been doing it for?
The first show was broadcast in 2012, I think, in September of 2012.
And can you remember why you decided it would be a good idea to go back to the radio after many years off the air? You're not on the air now, are you? You're in the bits.
I'm in the bits.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. I'm like that, you know, in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. I'm like TV Mike.
Yeah.
I'm in bits.
Yeah.
It was because there was the 25th anniversary of Radioactive. So we all got together and
that
had
was very funny.
Yeah, we night. had a night of playing records down in what was that pub across from
Liberty
Hall.
What was really
Liberty
funny
Hall.
Is none of you knew each other.
Yeah.
You only knew the guy who was before you and the guy who was after you.
Well, that's true, yeah.
But you didn't really necessarily know anybody.
But Donal knew everybody. Donal knew everybody. So luckily enough Donal was there to sort out the night. Actually, did I tell you that I met somebody else? Izzy Kamikaze was on Radioactive as well.
Oh, right. Yeah, you were saying that.
Izzy's, so.
Yeah, so connected. So
yeah, all connected.
So that anniversary.
Pirates are.
Brought you all together and that made you think that you want to go back doing radio.
I think that was 25 years, yeah. So it made me want to, because I compare it to cooking a meal. So I like to cook for many people.
You want to
you get more
cover
pleasure.
Every surface.
No, that's...
And actually looking around the studio.
Well, maybe you should describe that joke to the listeners because...
And every surface in this room is covered with records and CDs and hats, you know, and wires and equipment.
Yeah. Okay. And that's just like when
so
I
just
cook.
Like cooking.
When I cook a meal, I just destroy every surface. That's because Soviet Pop has to clean up after
that's
we cook.
Correct. I do cleaning up.
Yeah, 250. Yeah, so 2012. What is that? 6 years? Nearly 7 years.
So it was the Radioactive reunion that inspired you to start being a radio DJ again.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
What I really loved about radio then, which I still love, is the idea that it comes out of a radio. So the first time... So the first time that you go to any city, you just switch on.
I used to always switch on
a radio and you find out what the city
what's
was
there.
Like.
Yeah.
The problem is that people don't have radios anymore.
No, but they do that digitally.
But now
I
they
do that
it.
Digitally.
Yeah. Now they do it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've adapted so that it's on the wireless.
Okay. So with that, you should probably play your first tunes.
Okay.
Or tell people what you've just played. I don't know the sequence.
The sequence is, normally I don't have that much planning, but this time I've actually recorded some of the music beforehand.
Okay, so I'm going to let you go and do that.
Yeah.
And then play some more tunes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
So recently I found out about the passing of Scott Walker, and you're all aware of that. And I used to live in a house on Montague Street, so the first tune is a Scott Walker tune, which is about Montague Terrace. And so that's the first section of the show. Enjoy.
The little clocks stop ticking now. We're swallowed in the stomach room. The only sound to tear the night comes from the man upstairs. His bloated, belching figure stops. He may crash through the ceiling soon. The window sees trees cry from cold and claw the moon. The girl across the hall makes love. Her thoughts lay cold like shattered stone. Her thighs are full of tales to tell of all the nights she's known. Your eyes ignite like cold blue fire. The scent of secrets everywhere. A fist filled with illusions clutches all our cares. But we know, don't we? And we'll dream, won't we, of Montague Terrace in blue. Penetrates the blue-gray morning. Her eyes,
pregnant ooze produce a tear. Someone should have shouted you had gone in her ear. That summer was stolen away. Such a small love, such a little tear. You would laugh so loud if you could see us here. With my one suit badly pressed and like a child. Pine trees and the snow. Reach out, grab the memories that are left for your hand. They'll help you get by for a while. Such a small madmen nights ending up in jail. Midnight mornings drenched in Dago red. Words collided, things we left unsaid. Such a small love, such a little if you go away on this summer day, then you might as well take the sun away. All the birds that flew in the summer sky when our love was new and our hearts were high and the day was young and the night was long and the moon stood still for the nightbird's song. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away. But if you stay, I'll make you a day like no day has been or will be again. We'll sail the sun, we'll ride on the rain. the trees and worship the wind. And if you go, I'll understand. Leave me just enough love to fill up my hand. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away. If you go away, as I know you will, you must tell the world to stop turning, turning, till you return again. If you ever do, for what good is love without loving you? Can I tell you now? As you turn to go, I'll be dying slowly till the next hello. If you go away, if you go away, if you go away. But if you stay, I'll make you a knight like no night has been or will be again. I'll sail on your smile, I'll ride on your touch, I'll talk to your eyes that I love so much. Then if you go, I won't cry, though the good is gone from the word goodbye. If you go away, as I know you must, there'd be nothing left in this world to trust. Just an empty room full of empty space, like the empty look I see on your face. And I'd have been the shadow of your shadow, if you might have kept me by your side. If you go away, if you go away, if you go.
For a friend, I'll do all of these. I'll prove that. so much in love, like the little boy who races with the wind. No man loves like I love you. Wouldn't you like to love me too? In the heat of the morning, in the shadow, of the morning, in the heat of the morning, in the shadow, I'll clip your wings, and I'll tell you I love you, in the heat of the morning.
Sweet, sweet Jane. never stood apart.
Sweet hand.
wanted to know about is, can you remember what you were feeling when you did your first show? What can you remember of it? Can you remember anything?
No, almost nothing. I can barely remember what's the next track. So that's a big issue for me. But actually, that's part of the joy of it, because it's a bit of a journey of discovery every single time.
Because one thing I find is that I can sometimes work out what sort of humour you are in by listening to your radio show.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, so it is like a diary of my life.
Yeah, an audio diary.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Like, there's sometimes some shows I wouldn't say anything at all, and then other shows I'm a bit more chatty.
I'm moaning as well.
There's a lot of moaning, yeah. Yeah, but that's just because of the state of the world. It's not a... Yeah, it's got worse. It hasn't got better. It's more fucked than it was even 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Or 2012. Yeah, so I can't remember. I think there's a... I think I played... I listened to the show recently again, and I'm still playing the same kind of music. Like, it's varied, but it's still the same. Like, I played something by Andy Weatherall, so like Two Lone Swordsmen. I'm still playing Two Lone Swordsmen, you know, but it just means I'm...
But the other thing I find is when I listen to your show, and even though I live in the same house as you,
yeah,
there's always music I've never heard before.
Right, yeah.
So like, where does that come from?
Well, most of the time these days it comes from the internet, from sharing stuff. And it comes from the music that I listen to in my headphones, because you don't let me like me listening to music loudly around the house. So that's just the way I've been trained.
And well done.
Yeah.
And are there any particular radio stations you would listen to? Because that's where music used to come from radio stations.
Yeah.
From John Peel.
Yeah, that's the...
Andy Kershaw.
Yeah, the thing is, there's never been... I don't think people have been replaced. Like, Peel had... Okay, for Peel to be replaced, it took BBC Six. So they set up an entire radio station. Yeah, occasionally when people, like, tell me something good is on. Like,
oh,
so,
this is a good show,
so,
you should listen to this one.
Yeah, so I get advised. I get advised about that. Yeah, so that's what I do. And I don't really read music stuff anymore. I just... It's all
magazines and stuff.
Yeah, that's all way too confusing.
Yeah, well, I always thought they were really stupid. Because can you read about what something sounds
actually,
like?
I saw somebody
dancing about architecture.
Yes, that's Elvis Costello's quote. But
I saw something lovely.
Yeah.
Words.
Words. Well, like that's the... I saw something recently around NME, and somebody's doing a paper on the NME. I think it was Guil Marcus who started it. But basically, they were saying that they were brought in because it was really boring and staid, and what NME started to do in the 1970s was not write about the music so much as write
about the pop stars,
the culture that supported
it.
So
the
literature
was like,
and the culture, and then the scene, and everything that supported it.
Yeah.
And I think, and the people, sociologists are now going back and digging through NME and kind of getting a taste for...
They are now.
Exactly. So that's like, that's your social history. That's what you do, isn't it?
I suppose it is. Yeah.
So I think that's an important aspect
of it. But if you show how much is old and how much is new, new to you?
Every show, how much is old and how... That's a good question. And I don't think there's a really hard and defined answer.
We should get a research assistant to listen to all the shows and come up with a loading frame.
So, yeah, the way... Often what happens is that I'll hear something that's new, and then that'll remind me of something that's old, because everything is built on everything else. So everything has its influence. Actually, the idea behind this show is I was going to put it down as influencers. So I started off with... It's like the fire festival. The major influencers. Who were the major influencers? So that's why I started off with Scott Walker, and that Scott Walker was a big influence on Bowie, and then Bowie was an influence on other people. And so, and then the other thing that I have. Yeah, so it's a line. It's like, I remember somebody in a music magazine, probably,
yeah,
wrote about swimming upriver. And I think that's often what you do. You end up finding something that's new,
yeah,
and then you swim upriver because you go back to where the origins are.
Okay.
So things like Bowie, like everything goes back to the same source a lot of the time. So Bowie, the blues, you know, orchestration all around Scott Walker. So there are all those influences. Like, so I was playing Velvet Underground tonight because that's, I think, where one of the ground zero for rock and roll bands, indie, everything started with.
Yeah.
The Stooges are the source of punk. Stooges and the Ramones. So you hear new stuff that reminds you of the old stuff, and then you go and play that.
Okay, that's too much music now. Music history.
There's a lot of music history there.
A bit,
yeah. Well, that's fine. That's why this doesn't normally happen. What normally happens is I just play the music, and then that's what the show is about.
Well, then I should congratulate you on.
Oh, thank you for making it 250
episodes.
Yeah, it's quite.
I hope you continue and do 250 more.
Thank you. Thanks for your support, your technical support.
Yes, limited over the years.
Yes,
but.
I'm sure the listeners would be delighted that they can
roll back an operating system very soon.
I'm sure the listeners are delighted that they can hear me for the first time in about 200 shows.
Well, a little bit better, hopefully.
Yeah.
So good luck, and go back to playing your tunes.
I will. Thank you very much.
Good night.
Good night. So as you'll have heard there, I'm actually putting together a show which is of influencers. So I'm going to go back to, we had Bowie and we had Sweet Jane, we had the Velvet Underground. We are now going to go back a little bit earlier, and we're going to be taking some tunes from King B and then following a line, a tributary in the river, and seeing where that takes us. And I'll fill you in on the details later.
Well, I'm a King B, buzzing around your high. Well, I'm a king bee, buzzing around your high. Well, I can make honey, baby, let me come inside. I'm young and able, buzz all night long. I'm young and able to buzz all night long. Well, when you hear me buzzing, baby, some stinging is going on. Well, buzz a while. Dang it then. Well, I'm a king bee, want you to be my queen. Well, I'm a king bee, want you to be my queen. Together we can make honey the world have never seen. All night long. Well, I'm a king bee, can buzz all night long. Well, I can buzz better, baby, when your man is gone. Thank you.
I gotta squeeze you.
Give it up. All right. Turn it loose.
Devil, walking side. all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Was show 250 of Groove on the Wireless. We're your host, Dr. Groove. That was a whole bunch of influencers, and we went back to Sweet Jane, and we had Spiritualized in there when we were doing the rock stuff. Then we kind of swam back up the blues route. Slim Harpo with King B. There was Howlin' Wolf with the blues, there was Gil Scott-Heron, and there was Bill Withers with Use Me. So it went in that direction, and that's kind of the way these shows go. I'm never really sure about what direction. Of course, there's been hundreds of different influencers, but they were the ones that kind of sprung to mind, and I left you with Billy, which, even though that was recorded like, what, 50, 60 years ago now, it's still amazing, and it's difficult to top. So I find myself going back and listening to music like that, as well as trying to discover new stuff. But I wanted to thank you, the listeners, because I wouldn't do this if nobody listened. So thankfully, a good few of you do, and I hope you've enjoyed the shows that we've done, that I've done for you over the last 6 years or more, and I hope to keep doing them. And you know, your feedback's always welcome, so you can email me at dr.groove@radioactiveinternational.org, an incredibly long email, I'm going to leave you with Tom Waits and a beautiful song called All the World is Green, and I hope that the world gets back to being green. And I heard a really good idea from Blind Boy that we rebrand St. Patrick's Day as the day not just for paddy whackery, but actually the day of remembering that the world is green and that we need to protect it and ensure that it remains green and that the oceans remain blue. I'll leave you with that. Okay, goodbye. Get on with it, Tom.
Against the sea to have a better life. Breathe you all the wild blue sky. Men do foolish things. You turn kings into beggars, beggars into kings. Pretend that you and all the world's green. We can bring back the old days again when all the world is green. The face forgives the mirror. Begs the answer. Can you forgive me somehow? Maybe when our story's over, we'll go where it's always spring. The band is playing our song again. All the world is green. Pretend you owe me nothing, and all the world is green. Can we bring back the old days again when all the world is green? The moon is yellow silver, all the things that summer brings. Love you'd kill for, and all the world is green. He's balancing a diamond on a blade of grass. The dew will settle on our graves, and all the world is green. Pretend you owe me nothing, and all the world is green. We can bring back the old days again when all the world is green. Settle on our grief.